Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Gloria Rollins, GLORIA ROLLINS, date of services 1/17/2023, and date of birth is 11/29/1948. The date of service will be 1/20/2023. The patient presence is referred by Dr. Sagala, and she had an accident in 2022, a motor vehicle accident. And her chief complaint is severe pain in the neck and the mid back and lower back, as well as shooting pain to the both arms and both hands and involving all the fingers. Also, she represents pain in both the shoulders, both knees, both shins, and both feet. She reported that she has had an MRI at Henry Ford Hospital. She cannot bend down and use anything from the floor or can pick up. She lives alone. According to her, she has had all the treatments at Henry Ford Hospital. And she also reports that she fell at Henry Ford Hospital on a carpet that was a wet carpet. And she reports that these pains are now continuous and are felt like throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching. And the pain is worsened, and it is from 5 to 9. ADLs are affected 10. Currently, a modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, and bending, and improved by medications only. The pain is not radiating to the buttocks or the legs from the lower back, and they remain constant in the neck and mid-back and lower back to the tune of 8 to 9. And she has numbness and tingling in both the hands. She feels as if she is walking on the rocks, since all her toes and the bottom of the feet are numb. So far she has had x-rays and MRI. And she reports of muscle weakness, numbness, tingling, pins and needles of both arms and bottom of the foot. In addition, the patient reported that so far she has seen a chiropractor and some physical therapy has been done and medications. In the system review, patient reports that she is suffering from heart failure, high blood pressure, and she had a bypass surgery 2019 in the heart disease. And musculoskeletal arthritis, past surgical history, triple bypass 2019 in Santa Grace Hospital. Allergy history of penicillin. Family history, patient reports that her mother is deceased due to bone cancer, father is deceased due to their lung cancer, and siblings are deceased due to colon cancer. Relationship status, patient is single and lives with her daughter, which helps her. Employment status, patient is on disability and on SSI. And legal history, patient has Mr. Shapiro Mitnick representing her case. Personal history, she rarely drinks, does not smoke, does not use recreational drugs. The ADLs that are affected are reported as follows. She reports that the bathing, dressing, doing laundry, doing yard work, and opening containers are affected 10. And personal hygiene, walking, standing, home chores are affected 8. In addition, patient has no settled anesthesia, no sleep disturbance, no anxiety, depression, panic, no weakness, lightheadedness, or any tingling numbness. The history of injury is as follows. The patient reported that on 8-11-2032, she fell at Henry Ford Hospital as follows. She was sitting in a chair and it was raining very hard. She fell at the doorway of the hospital. Her feet got caught in a rug. And when she fell in the front of the door, raining, it was very slippery. Her feet got caught to the ring and she fell onto the back pelvis and she injured her left shoulder as well as other areas. She was immediately taken to the emergency room and X-ray CT scans were immediately done. She was immediately taken to the medical attention. No police or ambulance arrived. The patient reported that she injured her head and there are some headaches and especially to the front of the head and severity, moderately severe, and they are infrequent and sensitive to the light. The patient has seen Dr. Sagala for 3 to 4 months over chiropractic and physical therapy. She needs one. And Henry Ford Hospital has reported possible fracture to the neck. Symptom of TBI, patient reports of dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, and physical examination, the blood pressure is 139/94, pulse is 95, pulse ox is 100, height is 5'4", and weight is 138. This is a 74-year-old African-American female, of a very good built and nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus or jaundice, colorectal colonicia, patient is well-built, well-nourished, and does not appear to be in acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain phases. Patient doesn't appear to be severely anxious or lethargic. Patient has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk well and is mobile independent without using any adaptive device. Rest of the exam is completely normal and no laceration or contusion are noticed. Neurological examination is normal. Musculature examination is also normal. And in the musculoskeletal examination is as follows. Inspection and palpations are normal. In palpation, can mention slight tenderness of the posterior part of the neck is observed, and also in the lower back, especially L4, 5, and bilateral sacroiliac joint, there is fine tenderness, moderate. With some muscle spasm in the paraspinal region from L1 to L5 and C1 to C7 with hypertonicity of 1+. Range of motion of the cervical spine are limited. The forward flexion is 30, extension is 30, bilateral side flexion 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15, and hyperextension is painful. And the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign positive, Lerman test was positive, distraction test was positive, Soto Hall test was positive, myelopathy signs are negative. In the thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative, lumbar spine, the Brzezinski Kernick test was negative, but straight leg raising test is positive, bilateral at 30 degrees, control lateral leg raise test is positive, Bregard test positive, and Kemp test was positive, Babinski sign was negative, sacroiliac joint. Mild sacroiliac joint inflammation and tenderness bilaterally, the standing flexion test was positive, iliac compression test was positive, distraction test was positive, as well as Gonsalon test is positive. In the extremities examination, patient reports a problem in both the shoulders, both arms, both hands, both knees, both hip, both legs, and both feet, which are numb, according to her. The baseline pain in the shoulders is around 9. She cannot bend down and use a cane. She cannot pick it up from the floor. She reports that her arm movements are only limited to 90 degrees of abduction, and the legs are also like walking on a rock. The examination of the both shoulder joints do not reveal any fracture, dislocation. On inspection and palpation, they appear completely normal with no contusion. Range of motions are limited to, on an active motion, it is 50 degrees of abduction, after which she starts having pain, and muscle strength are 4x5. She has dropped her phone, and special tests were conducted, and Hawken Kennedy test was found positive. Patient does point out pain in the rotator cuff region. Speed test, near test was negative. And then elbows were found to be completely normal, no fractures. Upper arm is completely normal, no fractures. Forearms are completely normal with no fractures and normal reflexes. Carpal tunnel compression tests were found positive bilaterally, with thinness and balance sign being positive. In the examination of both hip and both knees, the hip examination was completely normal with no tenderness, swelling, spasm, contracture, or any contusion of fracture. Normal range of motion was noticed. Motor strength is normal. Valgus varus abnormality was not present. And Patrick's and Tendelberg test is negative. Lavrol Ellie test is negative. Thomas test is negative. In the knee joint, bilaterally, on inspection, there was a scar, or there was no scar, erythema, or effusion. On palpation, there is a mild peripatellar tenderness, and the patellar apprehension test was positive. McMurray-Einsteinman test is positive, and anterior drawer, posterior drawer was positive bilaterally. However, the collateral ligaments are negative bilaterally. The both leg examination do not show any fracture, contusion, or any sign of blood clotting. Although she has a hard time walking, slight swelling, I can say, is present. Examination of the both feet do not reveal any fractures. Range of motion of all the toes, ankle are completely normal, and circulation is intact. The fractures are normal. The diagnosis will be as follows. General is R26.89, R51.81, R59.891, CNS R51, F41.1, nerves M79.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0. The upper extremity, right shoulder M25.51, left M25.512, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, MS43.432D. in the lower extremities, the findings will be in the knee, M25.561, M25.562, M23.205, M23.202. And in the ankle, right ankle, M25.571, M25.572. In the foot, M79.671, M79.672. In the cervical spine, M54.2, 50.20, 54.12, 53.82, S13.4, XXA. And in the thoracic spine, M54.09, 54.6, 51.24, S23.4, XXA. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, S33.5, XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5, XXA. The plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is from the template, beginning with a physical therapy which is ordered for affected areas, including cervical, neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as into the shoulders, hip, elbow, wrist, penny for the secondary fall of the Henry Ford Hospital, they've already extensively ruled out all fractures and major issues. And the patient will be given therapy for a month or two. She's put off work and disability. Attended care 7 hours, 7 days is ordered. Housework is provided and transportation. Medication-wise, she's provided naproxen 500 twice a day in narcotic for anti-inflammatory acid effects, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach healing, 11, 50 milligram at night for sleep, and lidocaine gel 3% is provided for relief. Ambien 5 milligram at night is provided for sleep. Non-narcotic pain medications are provided. For the fear of falling, her MAPS have been reviewed. She can continue seeing her primary care physician also for pain relief. A detail, okay. Home non-pharmacological modalities are yes, and home exercise plan yes. Referred to psychiatry yes, for anxiety and panic relief. Fitness club yes. Review of the available MRIs and other medical records. Henry Ford Hospital was able to release the records. It appears that she had was following up for left proximal humerus fracture, which was treated with non-operative treatment. And this is dated 5/31/2022. And this fracture was 1 year ago, on 8/21/2021, when she was going to Henry Ford Hospital for follow-up visit and was taken by a transportation. Unfortunately, she fell down there, and then it started the saga of all the rest of the care. The records are there intense, but the bottom line is that there is a report of nearly complete healing of the fracture of the humerus, which was not a cause of her fall. And she has been provided Percocet and Narcos. Past medical history was positive for constipation, deep venous thrombosis, fibromyalgia, GERD, G-E-R-D, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular angioplasty, status peripheral vascular disease, pulmonary embolus, seizure disorder, tobacco abuse, transient ischemic attack. She also had a cardiac surgery, bypass surgery in 2021, cataract extraction, and coronary artery bypass graft. Family history has a history of cancer, and all others are dictated. Medication-wise, she's on albuterol, aspirin, benazepril or lotensin, Plavix, Cymbalta, vitamin D, Lasix, Narcos, Emdur, Ojar, Glucophage, Metoprolol, Oxycodone, Zocor, Zantac, and Dazeril. Various records for depression, tables, and anxiety, and all are here. Immaterial of that is the CT scan of the cervical spine, which shows multiple disc degeneration, facet and uncovertible joint arthropathy, anterior end plate. But there is no acute intracranial abnormality, and there is a negative CT scan for acute traumatic injury. No fractures were seen. CT of the chest was also negative. In the spine, thoracolumbar spine, it was found that there is a mild compression deformity of T11 vertebral body chronically appearing, which does not seem like from the current accident. mild degenerative disc space changes with circumferential disc bulge, resulting in varying degree of CA, central canal and neural foramina narrowing, and moderate central canal narrowing in the L4, L5 level with moderate bilateral neural foramina narrowing, mild bilateral neural foramina narrowing at L5, S1, moderate central canal narrowing at L3, L4. And then the patient also had been provided with the trauma CT scan of the chest, which didn't show major issues. MRI of the cervical spine was also ordered at Henry Ford Hospital, which shows that multi-level degenerative issues, and then there is a broad-based disc bulge at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, and L5-S1, leading to some of the pain symptom. Facet arthropathy is also present. Ligament of Cleven hypertrophy is present. In the cervical spine, there is a herniated disc at C2 and C3. And the rest of the areas of C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7, and C7-T1 have an extreme facet arthropathy and osteophyte complex, and also uncovertebral hypertrophy, and leading to moderate to severe right and left neural foramina narrowing. And the thoracic MRI failed to show any major issues. Lumbar MRI is already discussed. Anyway, the patient has been informed about these changes and findings, and she has been informed that given her age, she will be the surgical care will be difficult, and interventional pain procedures that could be done are lumbar epidural steroid injection and some injection to the shoulder joint to bring her health. Some injection to the facet joints could be done. Surgical options are questionable, and she will discuss with the family if the injection treatment don't help and physical therapy, conservative treatment, and she will be referred to hospital. Neuropsych is not warranted. Attended care caseworker not warranted. Past medical records have been reviewed. Investigations. Currently, no investigations are needed as the Henry Ford Hospital has already conducted all of the investigations. DNA. Patient is already provided with a back brace and a neck brace, traction device, and a cane. The patient is quite satisfied. She is asked to return back in 1 month time. An MRI of both knees was also ordered just to make sure that there is no further issue, and an X-ray of both wrists was ordered to rule out a Colles fracture. Thank you.